Welcome back to the Living Hope Finley podcast, vlogcast, and rawcast, or whatever it is this is.
I've never heard that term.
Rawcast?
No.
I just made it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. It's thing original.
It's means like minimal amount of editing.
That's good. Raw footage.
Yeah. You know, we are pursuing excellence.
Didn't we just talk about excellence?
There is something authentic.
ROI, yes.
Return on investment.
Yes.
It has integrity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that is true.
Yes. Yeah. And so you get a Mars bar if you listen through this entire podcast. And let us know if you did. I'll come up with some kind of reward for you.
Is that true?
Yeah. I'll figure it out. But you got to let me know.
Put some integrity on that one. Yeah, you can't make promises that you don't
keep. Here's a sticker.
Where's my Mars bar?
All right. Hey, we're continuing. Mars bar. It's an expression. Something like a Mars bar. Something approximating a Mars bar.
Oh, I thought it was value real. Worth.
You want to? You who likes Mars bars?
My dad and me.
Do you really like a
yes.
Mars bar?
Yes.
Do they even make Mars bars anymore?
I don't know, but in Canada they have. In Ontario they have.
Is a Mars bar the same thing as a Snickers?
No, Snickers are better because it has peanuts in it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Agree. Snickers are better. So
okay, there
anyways,
you go.
You were saying
anyway.
So a Snickers bar.
Okay.
So no, you just. I did not.
I'm
going
to be quiet now. I'm going to be quiet.
All right. A Snickers bar is above and beyond. So if you get that, it's all grace.
Okay.
All right. We're continuing on our staff team expectations. We did the first three last week. We're going to do the last three this week, which is teamwork, alignment, and gospel risk. So let's start with the expectation that staff would be engaged in teamwork.
All right. So I think at the heart of teamwork is service. Servanthood. Mm-hmm. Dewey, you often talk about tearing down silos. What does that mean? That's kind of a popular phrase, at least in the ministry world. Maybe it's popular elsewhere, but I've heard it in the ministry world. What does that mean?
I think that what we're working on and what we are doing is we're collaborating together across all the ministries. So Dave's not just the outreach guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I don't have any. Yeah, yeah, stay in your lane, man. And
be alone in my corner.
Scott's the youth guy, and Dewey's the adult ministries guy, and
Luann, Jenny, Lisa.
Yeah.
Just do the.
No, we're
details.
We're,
yeah,
I think we're aspiring to collaborate on things, and so give input to children's ministry, and so practically in staff meeting, we've been thinking about some long-term goals for this year and planning out, and you know we're. Easter would be a great example. Yeah. We have, you know, some of the people that work in our children's ministry, Caitlin, helping with an idea we have for kind of what we would probably call our hospitality ministry. It's like, well, that's not her job. Well, we're a team. Right. We're going to work together. Yeah.
Yes. And in a way, it's kind of a microcosm of what we are inviting people into to use the skills and gifts and abilities God has given you, including spiritual gifts. So, you know, we're not equally skilled in different areas. Some people have a better eye for, you know, accuracy or vision, right? Or alignment or, you know, inspiration, strategy, right? And so even on a Sunday morning or even in flow of the service or any number of things, there's actually a lot of people giving input and bringing their skills and gifts into it. And, you know, that just makes everything better because it's a picture of what the body of Christ is.
Yeah.
So I think in one ways, valuing teamwork, we're modeling the very thing that we're inviting the local church family to be together.
Yeah.
And so if we worked well as a team, then we can invite people to team and partner with us for the ministry. Mm-hmm. So.
I think at the heart of this, as I mentioned before, is service. So Matthew 20:28, Jesus says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So we're not giving our lives as a ransom. That was Jesus' unique ministry. But he says, it's in the same way, lay your life down for others. So I've seen our staff team over the years, like if there was a funeral during the day, our staff team, someone who isn't normally on the audio board, they'll go back there and they'll be like, I'll stand on the audio board and I'll turn on the microphones. Or they'll set up tables, or maybe they help with setup on stage, or they'll be in the lobby greeting people. So everybody's sort of like, I'm willing to help out for this special occasion. And no one says, well, I don't set up tables, or I can't help put the bulletins out. That's not in my job description.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the type of attitude we're looking to hire and to keep. So we want teamwork. What needs to be done?
Yeah.
We worked the other day on cleaning out closets. You know, everybody, yeah, take 10 minutes and come back here and help us with do that. So what needs to be done? And people have that good attitude as a servant of Christ. So
from an outreach perspective, you know, if I had a teamwork verse, mm-hmm, it would be the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think of, you know, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, the task of making disciples of all the nations, baptizing and teaching them to obey all that Christ commanded, that is so impossible that you cannot think of it as something that an individual does.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can be a part of it, but it's, yes, this, again, think of it this way. It's like, all right, how do you make disciples of people in Findlay, Ohio? Does coming to church and inviting people to church with you part of that? Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is going to people who are not willing to come to church and to invite them to Jesus part of it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is praying for and supporting your church and by extension missionaries all over the world part of discipling the nations? Yes. Is going, if God calls you, right, and us being able to send you out to ministry, is that it? Yes. All of those things are part of making, mm-hmm, disciples of all the nations until Jesus comes back.
Right.
So I think any way you cut it, like the ministry and what Jesus calls us to, he calls us to teamwork.
Yeah.
And so it's absolutely essential. And, mm-hmm, so I'm really glad as an outreach pastor that I am not stuck in my,
right,
corner, yeah, just told, go do outreach,
go, you know, outreach. Tell us how it goes.
Tell us how it goes, you know. Yeah.
And
all right, let's do the next one. So alignment. What is alignment? Ooh, this one has the Great Commission on,
yes,
Matthew. Okay, all
so
right.
So we can just kind of continue talking along the same theme.
Mm-hmm.
So back to what we talked about with silos. So what I had seen over the years is like, the church has this mission statement. Then the youth ministry has this mission statement. Then the children's ministry has this mission statement. And the ladies ministry has this. And so it's like these all fragmented things all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what we want to see is everything centered around the Great Commission. So making disciples of the nations, going, baptizing, teaching.
Yeah.
So then our individual ministries that we might be the leader of need to line up under that Great Commission. So there is cohesion,
yeah,
and we're moving forward together in the same direction as a church, rather than you've got multiple ministries pulling in the different directions. We're doing our thing over here, you're doing your thing over there, and we're not meeting in the middle.
And I think both ministries, and then that also applies to us individually as staff members, like I've seen, you know, where someone has their personal pet, like, theological,
yes,
agenda, or, you know, no, we're all united underneath this gospel,
mm-hmm,
make disciples mission statement,
mm-hmm,
and then personally we're also aligning underneath that as well in terms of our personal focus and,
yeah,
energy. And so, yeah, my time when I'm in my office, I'm thinking about that mission as well.
Yeah.
So
I have a question. What happens if you're on a church staff, or maybe you're a very committed volunteer, and you kind of just get the sense like, I don't think that I fit here anymore. I don't have the excitement about the vision that I once had or the direction of the church. I'm kind of sensing that maybe I'm not the right person for the position anymore. What do you do then? Is that okay?
Can I tell you from experience?
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
I mean, I've been in that where I've been part of a ministry, and it wasn't that the ministry was sinning.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know, their focus was different than where I felt called.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt freed to leave and go elsewhere. So I think there's a freedom about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like if we're all members of one body, then there's something about you can have a sense of your calling, and it could change season by season as, yeah, well. of how I can best fit into, you know, the bigger mission that God is doing in making disciples. Mm-hmm. And so there will come seasons where you feel like you're not fitting in optimally, mm-hmm. right? And I think when that happens, like, I think first step is, am I just a dislocated joint, right? Do I just need to like just figure out how to work back in there again? Or do I need to plug in somewhere else? Yeah. And I think there's a way of, you know, it shouldn't be like, the moment I feel dissatisfied, I hit the eject button on everything, and then right. I just start floating. Yeah. Because the most dangerous thing and the most unfruitful thing is trying to make disciples solo. Mm-hmm. It is near impossible. And I've yet to find the person that came to Christ and was discipled and became mature because of just one person. Mm-hmm. It was like many people. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality of it is, and it calls for some humility, that there's only some things that you are gifted by the Holy Spirit and that God has just blessed you with skills-wise to be a part of his mission. So it's on each and every one of us to press into fellowship, to community, to the congregation, and to try to use the gifts that we have been given. And if you feel like you're disjointed, you know, try to work yourself back into that joint. Mm-hmm. But don't be too quick just to hit the eject button. Like, I don't think when you hit the eject button.
It was a process.
Yeah.
I think though that there is a freedom. Like, I think some people just stay disjointed and maybe mm-hmm. even amputated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of, they're flailing around. Yeah. It's just not, mm-hmm. it's not a good fit. Or maybe it's not even that the mission is out of alignment. It's just life is going in a different direction.
Right, yeah.
They're gifting and so it's like, you know, I think I would fit better here and someone else would fit
right
here. So I think to your point, it's a process of working that out. And I would challenge working that out in community.
Yeah.
Like,
hey guys, here's what I'm thinking. Yeah, here's how I'm sensing.
I'm struggling with this. Yeah. Can we process?
Well, I would just say, like, on our staff and even among pastors, there's been a number of times where, hey, you know, let's tweak and rework our job descriptions, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then we've seen a number of people, roles and responsibilities, you know, change and sometimes morph a little bit, just to better fit, our gifts and skills and what we're called to in the season. So mm-hmm. I think that's really, really healthy. I'm really, really blessed by that. I feel like the job description is working for me instead of me working for the job description.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good.
And it's not like I go off and write it myself. It's we write it in community mm-hmm. or we work through it together. I think that's really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But alignment comes through. It takes hard work to do that.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to get bitter and just go like, oh, well, you know, yeah. I don't work well with people. It's like, okay. Well,
I think with alignment, there just has to be this internal sense that I'm on this team. I'm excited about this team.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about the direction of the team. And there might come a time where you're like, I think my time here is finished. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
Because God might be calling you on to somewhere else and to bless another team, mm-hmm. another church, or even if we're talking context of ministry, I work in the children's ministry. I've done it for 15 years. I kind of feel like I want to move on to youth ministry or women's ministry now. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. That is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But while you're on the team, be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's getting at. So.
All right. We did teamwork, alignment, and here's the last one, gospel risk.
Okay. Let me give you a little history on this one.
Yeah.
So for the longest time, we had five staff team expectations. And I looked at them, I thought, those are really safe. Those are super safe. Those would probably be expected really anywhere, you know? We need to encourage our staff, all of us, it's okay, and we have down here, you have permission to succeed and you have permission to fail. So go, let's take some chances to try to reach people for Christ. Try some new ideas, give mm-hmm. it a shot,
mm-hmm.
swing and miss,
mm-hmm.
swing for the stars, however you want to put it. And sometimes you'll hit, other times you won't, but that's okay.
Yeah.
What can we do to reach forward? So I think of Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 9 at the end of that chapter. He's like, becoming all things to all men that I may win some. So what can we do to try to reach people for Christ and to grow the ministry? Give it a shot. That's kind of the heart of this staff team expectation. So
it's good. What are some places you've seen gospel risk taken? What would be some good examples of that?
Well, I think, you know, with your role of leading us in outreach, it's pretty risky to do some training and to actually go out mm-hmm. to the Riverside Park, try to meet some people, talk with people, mm-hmm. pray with people. Mm-hmm. That's not a normal, in most people's normal schedules. So let's give it a shot and see where that goes.
Yeah.
I know Pastor Scott with the youth and just trying different things with different events, having like a schedule where, you know, there's some events where this is the event where you invite your friends to come night, and then they intentionally building relationships. Then here's other events where we're trying to build mm-hmm. believers, those types mm-hmm. of things. So mm-hmm. Mission trips, I think, are another one.
One thing that, I mean, I think this falls in alignment is our church. We have, this is probably more church-wide, but we've taken a gospel risk to take a significant portion of our budget towards missions mm-hmm. instead of, I mean, we could really invest a lot in our building
right.
or another staff person or whatever you might want to fit into that blank. So I think it's probably a good example of you, Blair, taking that gospel risk to kind of push that forward, the elders taking that risk, our congregation taking that risk, you know. So
I think about biblical counseling too. You know, if you you say, hey, I'm open to counseling people outside the church, which you have done, mm-hmm. you know, that's risky. You don't know what you're going to get, but it's a gospel opportunity.
Yeah.
So those are some examples of what I think of.
For me, I just think of, I mean, I love this last one because it almost like in a way, in a good way, unbalances the equation of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think probably the biggest gospel risk, I think if you reduce it down to its essence, it's you're entrusting people with ministry. Mm-hmm. Like that's the most risky thing, right? I can clearly proclaim the gospel. I've done it many times. Right. But when I equip and entrust someone with that responsibility and tell them to go out and do it, right?
Yeah.
I can do any number of things. I can preach, but to entrust a team of people, right, to preach, and I'm not showing up there, right? But I'm encouraging them. I'm listening, giving feedback, helping them along. But it's like, man, it's like, you know, that there's not a lot of control.
Right.
I can't control someone's integrity, maturity, excellence. I can test and see and give people more responsibility and more authority. Mm-hmm. But in the end of the day, you always take a risk when you entrust people with the ministry.
Yep.
But you have to take the risk because that's what leaders are called to, right? I mean, it's the Ephesians 4:11-12. It's the gift of leaders are given to equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that the front line of God's work is the priesthood of all believers, which means that we have to entrust people to do it. And that they're not going to do as good of a job as we think we could do.
Mm-hmm.
That is right.
Yeah.
And so the way I think of taking risk is the more and more I can push the envelope, entrusting people and even taking the risk that comes with empowering people to do ministry, even if they mess up or even if they rock the boat a little bit, it's worth the risk to raise up leaders and to make disciples.
Yeah. Because people did that with me and
right.
they did it with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I think back to some of, you know, the early messages or the early Bible studies I had, it was, you know,
yeah.
I was excited to do it, but I bet from the outside looking in, it was probably pretty rough.
Yeah.
Pretty rough.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot lacking in that, but good job.
Yeah.
Here's another chance.
Yeah.
Good. So those are the six team staff team expectations and team culture of, you know, and I'm so blessed by our team. We have a wonderful team.
Yeah.
Men and women who serve the Lord, and we have a great team. I'm so thrilled, you know, and we have the opportunity here to add some more people to the team in the months ahead too. So
it'll be exciting. Yeah.
And I would just say, as extension, if you are a person who is in Christ by faith, and if you are part of Living Hope Church, you are, by extension, part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And our stewardship is to take a risk with you, to build you up, empower you, to represent Jesus, undeserved as you are, to open your mouth for him, and to live and to continue to grow, to be rooted deep with God, one another, and reaching wide into the world. So welcome to the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are all an honorary member in Christ. So Amen. All right. Till next time.